Welcome to In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Always a pleasure to have our next guest here. It is John McKenty, who is the chair of the Downtown Perth BIA Board. John, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thank you, Bob.
There's a lot to cover. There's been a lot going on with the Downtown Perth BIA, hasn't there been?
There has been. It's been a very busy fall and approaching winter. And of course, as we move towards Christmas, it's probably the busiest time of the year for our downtown businesses.
And, you know, we're going to talk in a couple of minutes. We're just going to mention a few of the events that are going to be taking place. But you wanted to focus on sort of more or less the structure of the Perth BIA and talking really about, well, the infrastructure that is behind it. There's a number of things that you wanted to talk about. One of them is the appointment of a new BIA coordinator.
Absolutely. Recently, we hired a new coordinator for the BIA. It's Kelsey Dole, and Kelsey will actually be here at Lake 88 tomorrow to say a few words about some of the events as well. But we're very happy to have Kelsey with us. She's young, energetic, a lot of enthusiasm. She's a graduate of the International and Global Studies program at Carleton University. And she also is well aware of the downtown business community, having spent some time as the manager at the Norfolk Cafe. So we're really happy to have Kelsey with us. And she just started actually last week. Last Monday was her first day on the job.
Wow, so fresh into it, that's for
Oh,
sure.
yes.
And refresh my memory, who is she replacing?
Carrie Clark.
Wow, Carrie did such a great job.
Yeah, Carrie is moving to Arnprior to be with her daughter and their family. So, yeah, we're going to miss Carrie, but we certainly welcome Kelsey to the team.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. We look forward to working with Kelsey as well. But yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Carrie because she did such a wonderful job in promoting the BIA as well. I imagine that Kelsey will do that as well. There's no doubt about it in my mind. And certainly it's always fun to bring in someone with a new perspective, some new ideas, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, Kelsey has her own ideas of things that she wants to do. She has been out and about already, videotaping downtown displays for Remembrance Day and posting videos. And she's well versed in social media and how to promote our beautiful downtown to the wider community. And I should mention as well, Bob, that the other change that is happening in terms of the BIA coordinator is the location of the BIA office. In the past, we were in the town hall, kind of tucked away on the second floor. It was difficult for people to find us, but we have recently relocated to the visitor center at the back of the Perth Museum, which is a location that we like very much. It puts us closer to the members. It puts us down at street level for visitors who may be looking for the BIA office. And most importantly, it puts us in close connection, which is with what is probably our closest working partner in Perth, which is Perth Tourism. We work with a number of organizations like the town itself and the Chamber of Commerce, but our closest partner is Perth Tourism, which is located in the Visitor Center as well. So we really feel that that's a good place for us in proximity to tourism and so on.
Makes it easy for Kelsey to go out and take those videos and all of that being, you know, right in the neighborhood, so to speak.
Absolutely. It brings her into, as I say, a closer proximity to the business community itself.
Awesome. Now, I understand, too, that you recently elected some new board members, too.
We did. So the term of the BIA board coincides with the town council. So whenever there's a municipal election, there is an election for the BIA board. And so that happened recently, and we have a new board which will begin their duties come the new year. They have to be approved by the council, the town council of Perth, and that will happen in December, and then they will begin their work in the new year. So we have some great members coming on, Bob. We've got Don Bell from Michael's Table, Julia Foley from Ever After Bridal Boutique, Sheldon Gift from the Rideau Candy Shop, Keith Buescher from the Concave Art Gallery, Carrie Wan from Fashion Envy, Rob Merwa from represents his wife's business, the Queen Bee Millinery, Krista Mackler from Kelly Flowers, and myself, who represents Spark Books and Curios. And one member is yet to be named, and that's because the town council has an appointee on the BIA board, and they will make that appointment shortly. And as I mentioned that, Bob, I'd be remiss if I didn't also thank the outgoing board members, Dolores McAdam, who will remain as chair of the Stewart Park Festival, Kendra Hobbs, whom we hope will stay with Stewart Park Festival as well, Michael Sangster from the Locks Restaurant, Joan Stevenson Bowes from Maximilian's Restaurant, and finally Judy Brown, who is the mayor-elect for the town of Perth. And Judy could very well be the town's appointee on the BIA board again, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah, she's going to be busy. And you just answered my question too. I was going to say, is there much changeover? And again, it sounds like there is. And again, that's a good thing. It keeps things healthy. And it really, I think it's awesome because you also have a wide variety of different businesses and services that are represented in that group.
Absolutely. It's a very diverse group, as you say, Bob. We have retailers, we have restaurant owners, and so on. It's a good mix, and we're looking forward to working with the new board.
And if I'm not mistaken, you just had your AGM October 26th. Is that when the elections took place?
They did. There was two election periods on that particular date, Bob. Members could vote at the town hall in the afternoon, or they could vote prior to the AGM that evening. And the votes were tallied during the course of the AGM, and the results were announced at the end of the meeting. And that's when the new members were put forward for the board.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure you're pretty excited to be moving ahead with all of these. Some people fear change, but it sounds to me like all these changes and so on are going to do nothing but sort of stoke the fires. And it's not the first time that that's happened. You have this nice changeover that happens that continually gives you guys this refresh that you need to
Yes.
move forward in the changing times.
Absolutely, Bob. And I think this moment is an important one because, as you say, we're looking at a new board, we're looking at a new coordinator, we're looking at a new town council, we're looking at a new mayor. There's just a lot happening at the moment, and I think an opportunity, as you say, to bring fresh eyes to not only the downtown business community, but Perth in general.
Absolutely. Now we only have a couple minutes left here, and there's two more things I want to ask you about. One, what about the trucks on Gore Street? I know that this is a topic of conversation quite often when you folks get together.
Yes, it is. I mean, we have been lobbying the council for a while to remove the large trucks from the downtown core. We Obviously, there's an exception for local deliveries, but we're talking about the larger trucks that go through. The current council has approved removing the trucks from the downtown. One of the things they were concerned about was how to enforce that. And one of the things that was suggested is that we look at some sort of physical barrier that would make it, if not impossible, difficult for the large 18-wheelers to get themselves on to Gore Street. And that's where the process is at the moment. Council has asked staff to take a look at the options and to bring back a report to council. And we expect that, if not before the new year, to be very early in the new year. So that process is moving along, which is good.
Now, before we let you go here, a couple of events that are coming up. You just want to mention a few dates here. And again, we will be having more information coming up here on Lake 88, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Christmas season in downtown Perth kicks off this Friday evening, Bob, with an event called Merry and Bright. And there's only over 35 businesses participating from 4 o'clock until 8. There will be specials, there will be music. Our new lights in Stewart Park will be going up, will be lit that evening as well. So that's all I'll say about that, because Kelsey will be here on Lake 88 to give you more details about it and about Once Upon a Christmas in downtown Perth and Shop Stamp and Win. It's just going to be a very busy and exciting time this Christmas season in our downtown. And I hope
Absolutely.
that our community will continue to support our local businesses as they have done to this point. It a few extra dollars this Christmas season in the pockets of a large corporation may not mean much, but to our downtown business owners, it may mean the difference between carrying on or closing up. So we really encourage and hope that the community will step up and support our downtown businesses.
John, it's always a pleasure to have you on, sir. Really appreciate you taking the time today. If people would like to learn more about the Downtown Perth BIA, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
Probably go to our website, downtownperthbia.com, and have a look there. We keep our information there. The other thing, Bob, I would point out is that there's a great listing of holiday events in Perth at perth.ca/holiday events. So if somebody's wondering when's the Festival of Lights, when's the Santa Claus Parade? If they go to perth.ca/holiday events, all one word, they will find a great list there.
Awesome. Well, again, John, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to our next chat.
Very good. Thank you, Bob, for allowing me on.
John McKenty, Chair of the Downtown Perth BIA Board, has been our guest today on In Focus. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.